Big Red Bench.
Well, it was a fantastic team performance, to be fair to them. We went out, the unfortunate about it. We left too much of a mountain between us, you know, with 26 points in the difference from the first leg. But we just had to go. We had belief that no matter what happened here tonight, we weren't going to beat them by 26 points, to be fair. But we just wanted to set our targets for the next round of the league. To be fair, they put up a fantastic performance. And it just goes to show that when they do play basketball, there's not much in the difference, you know. No, we credit Glanmire, they're still a fantastic team. Can't take anything for granted here tonight. It was just a one-off game, and you know, but I'm delighted with the team performance here tonight.
To come here tonight and to win, how big is it?
It's absolutely fantastic. It's the first time we beat Glanmire since we went to the Super League level, and it's brilliant for the club, to be fair. You know, it's absolutely local rivals and all that, and to go out and win by 15 points, I just can't believe it, to be honest. I just can't believe it.
Is it a little bit sickening too, though, at the same time that, you know, you did so well tonight, but it you know, counts for nothing in the cup anyway?
It's just sickening that you beat the champions and local rivals by 15 points in the second leg of the cup and still gone, you know. But, you know, they're only two good first in the first leg, beating us by 26, unfortunately. We just got to keep our heads up and look forward for the rest of the league.
And taking it into the league, it'll be a big confidence boost.
It's a huge confidence boost. But as I said to the girls and Shane and John, we got to go out here tonight and represent ourselves. And we take Leicester next week away. And then hopefully we win that. And we'll finish in third going into the Christmas period, which is a huge boost for the club.
How are you feeling about the league overall with some inconsistent results?
Yeah, well, this, to be fair, as I said to the girls, just, you know, look, we're quite capable of beating Glanmire, as we proved. We beat DCU, who will be probably the next. We had two bad defeats to Liffey Celtics and Meteors, which I think are beatable again. But so I think beating Glanmire here tonight is after giving me a bit of a boost for the campaign. If we lost here tonight, I'd have said Glanmire will walk away with everything, but it's after giving us some bit of faith.
I'm delighted, to be honest. Especially, it's been a long time coming for us, and especially for our captain, Danielle. She just wanted to beat Glanmire, she told us last year, and I'm delighted that after three games, we finally got one. So,
yeah. Talk us through your thoughts on the game, because it was level after the first quarter, and then you kind of went away from them, but they kept coming back, like Glanmire do.
Yeah, well, our main thing was to not let them get too far ahead of us, because when we go into let them go in at the start of the game, then like they'll just go away from us. So when we were in their level after the first quarter and we only let them score 13 points, we were delighted. So then the minute we went up, it was build on the lead. They did come back, but I think we were leading from the second quarter onwards, so it was fantastic for us. It was just a team game all around.
Yeah, I'd say it was enjoyable to play, and it looked it.
It was. I mean, like, when you see, you look on the bench and we're all screaming and everyone's behind each other. It's just the atmosphere. It's like being in the arena, to be honest, when we're playing Glanmire and we're winning, so I love it.
Yeah, you looked very relaxed as well. Was it a case of kind of shackles off, just go for it tonight?
Yeah, well, we had nothing to lose. They had everything to lose. Like, we were coming into this game and no one thought we'd win, and no one at all thought we could beat them by 26 points. We didn't beat them by 26 points, but we still got to win, and we proved to ourselves that we can win, and we proved to them that we're just as good as them.
Yeah, so albeit in defeat tonight and a cup exit, it's a big win for you, and you'll take it into the league with confidence.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we just proved to ourselves what we can do, and I'm sure if anyone around the country hears Brunel won Glanmire, they'll be more nervous to play us than they will to play Glanmire from now on, so I'm delighted.
Well, Brunel were very good on the night, you know. We didn't play well. It's been our poorest performance of the season on both ends of the floor. We didn't shoot the ball well, and certainly our defence was not at the mark that it normally is, you know. But we have to look at ourselves. We have a lot of work to do. It's great when you're winning and everybody's telling you you're a great team and all that. But you know, we've lost nothing tonight. We lost the basketball match. Brunel were always going to catch us somewhere along the line. They caught us tonight, and fair play to them, and I give them all the credit that they deserve for that. But the bottom line for us is halfway through a cup game. You know, it was an unusual game to prepare for because we had such a big lead. But, you know, we got over the line. We're in the cup semi-finals, and that's all that matters right now.
Was it the lead, or why do you think you weren't at your best tonight?
I just think it creeps in. No matter how well you prepare, no matter how well you say all the right things, it doesn't matter. You know, players know they have a 25-point lead. It's a very unusual league going into a basketball match. And it's for a team that's not used to losing. Not only did they think that we weren't going to lose tonight, but they certainly didn't think we were going to lose by, you know, double-figure scores. So that's difficult, and it messes with your head. And look, the bottom line is, again, I say it, and there's no point in making excuses. We were not good tonight, but they didn't allow us to be good either. You have to give them credit as well. Their zone defence hurt us. We didn't shoot the ball well, and our passing, I thought, was below par. You know, but that's something I've got to do. I said inside there, like, I've got to pick it up in practice. We've got to identify the problems, and we've got to do a better job.
Losing at home in this derby, does that make it hurt even more?
Yeah, of course it does. I mean, like the whole idea this year was that we would try to win every basketball match that we were playing in. But you know, that's not to be, and that's okay. No, we start again. There's no trophies last tonight. You know, we're in the cup semi final, but that will give them a lot of confidence going forward, and it will give us some stuff to look at. And we all, from the players that didn't get in tonight to myself and Paul, we have to look at ourselves. We have to prepare better in practice, and we have to bring it to the for training. It's definitely, we have been complacent over the last week or two.
Yeah, as you said, you're undefeated in the league and undefeated till tonight. So is this some sort of a kind of a wake up call, do you think?
Yes, absolutely. And if we're going to lose a game, this is the one to lose. You know, there's no question, this is the one to lose. But in saying that, unless we learn from it, it's a waste of time. We've got to learn from tonight's game. We didn't play well. We've got to put right the stuff that we didn't do well tonight, and hopefully we'll move on from there.
Frustrated with the officials tonight?
No, not at all. I mean, look, you can't blame the officials. You know, it goes both ways. Their post players fouled or stayed in the game, you know. At times tonight, you know, when you're not playing well, it's easy to question stuff. We weren't playing well tonight, but I'm not going there.
It was tough, really, to be honest. It was a wake-up call for us. You know, we haven't really been challenged. We haven't really played a close game, except for one away at the beginning of the season. You know, Brunel are our local rivals, and they were always going to come ready for us. It's a strange thing to go into a game with a 25-point lead. You know, you're going in wanting to win the game, but in a way you already have a cushion, and we all try to be mentally strong as players, but it's a very unusual situation to be in, to be honest with you.
Yeah. After the first quarter, it was still level 13 apiece this evening. Where do you think you allowed them to pull away or gain advantage?
I think they were just hungrier than us, you know. A lot of the times what our game is that we get a lot of stops on defence. We're really tough on defence. We get stops and then we get to get out and run and play our fast break game. We weren't able to do that tonight because we let them, you know, go by and score. And when they're scoring, we can't run, you know. And I think a lot of that came from we weren't as hungry to get the stops as we should have been, because, again, in the back of your head, you have, hold on a minute, it's not really a level game. We're actually up, we actually have a lead, and it's not an excuse, but we have to learn how to play in those situations, you know.
And you have to turn tonight, I suppose, into a learning curve for
Absolutely.
Going forward.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you're going to lose a game, losing the second leg of a cup game that you've already actually won, and it not affecting your league record, is probably the game to lose, and we can learn from it without it negatively affecting us too much. I think we definitely realised tonight that, you know, we've kind of been sometimes playing our own game, and we've got away with it a bit because we have really good scorers and stuff. But tonight, when we were doing our own thing a bit and we weren't scoring, it was very evident that, you know, we need to start moving the ball better, playing together more, and I think we will definitely learn from this. Yeah.
And what about losing this particular game and getting that learning and that lesson from Brunel?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I think that might be the first time I've ever lost to Brunel. I played with Glenmire all the ways growing up, and they were always close, but they never caught us, you know. But you have to give them their moment, you know. It's a credit to them. They're a good club. They really are. They have some good people involved, and they've always been right there, thereabouts. And now I think they've really, in the last couple of years, proved themselves as a dominant team in the Super League. And it's good for basketball. It's good for Cork basketball. But we'll definitely want to catch them the next time, you know.
Yeah. You're undefeated in the league, but just a word on your league form to date.
I think we've been going well in the league, you know. I think that the cup is always very exciting, and crazy things happen in the cup, like today happened to us. But what I like about the league is that, you know, usually the team who's most consistent throughout is league champions, and that's our goal, to be like the most consistent team. Hopefully we don't lose any games in the league, but I think today really stood to us, and I think we will definitely learn from it and hopefully be able to keep our league form going. And we have a big game next week against GCU, and there's no double legs in that, so we'll have to get it together.
But as tabletoppers, does that come down to the biggest challenge for you, getting the mind right now and making sure you don't underestimate opponents?
Yeah, it really does. I actually like the idea of everyone got in for us, because it keeps you on your toes, you know. Again, I was talking about the mindset, the mentality. For me, I'm all about that. I need to, and I think a lot of us are like that, we need pressure to really perform, and I think it's going to be great. And the fact that we know now everyone is coming for us, especially after losing this game tonight, a lot of people are going to be saying, oh, Glenmire could be vulnerable, but I think it will actually help us to be stronger and to know that, you know, we can't let anything slip. We have to be on point every night, and hopefully I would like to think that this experience tonight will actually be a good thing for us.
So that's a word of warning to other clubs in the Cup, and as you return to the league, that you've learned a lot tonight.
Yeah, I definitely think so. I think we're going to come out tougher and stronger and hopefully more together from this.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m.
with Kiri's Hyundai, Ireland's fastest growing car brand. Accept no substitute. Kiri's, Cork, Mallow, Midleton and Kiri's.ie.